The three candidates running for Heartland Community College's board say they don't have any real issues with how the college is run. They say the only problem is not enough people know about all the classes and training programs they offer. Here's WGLT's Eric Stock.
The Heartland Community College Board of Trustees has two open seats on the ballot for the April 4th election and two incumbents. The terms are for 6 years. Former Illinois State University professor Mary Campbell is seeking a second term. Former Heartland staff member Cecilia Long has served on the community college's board since she was elected 2 years ago to fill a board vacancy after Greg Chadwick died. The third candidate is Dave Selzer. He's retired after several jobs in the nonprofit sector. He also served two stints on the McLean County Board as a Republican. Even though he's challenging two incumbents, Selzer says he's not running against anyone else or against the school. He believes the college is doing well. Selzer says he's running because he sees the value of service, especially in education.
As I was looking for what I'd like to do at this next juncture in my life, education's important to me. So I thought Heartland's a great asset we have, and that's where I'm looking to get involved in.
Mary Campbell spent her career in education. She was a professor in social work for ISU for 30 years. She was first elected to the Heartland Board in 2017. In 2019, Campbell opened a free job training site for women in West Bloomington called Dreams Are Possible. The goal is to prepare women to land an apprenticeship in the building trade.
Women tend to, without much education, they tend to defer to men in conversations and in training. So we try to have it just for women. They learn about skills. They learn about using tools.
Campbell says the women also learn about job training programs offered at Heartland. That's one area where Heartland Community College has grown in recent years and has helped combat the drops in enrollment many two-year schools have encountered. Mary Campbell notes the average Heartland student is 23 years old. Campbell says she wants to see Heartland do more to recruit non-traditional college students.
We really, as a community, need those individuals who can make a living wage, do an important job, and can benefit themselves and their families, as well as the community at large.
Campbell says she also wants to see the college do more outreach to women and people of color. Cecilia Long started at Heartland as an intern, then worked at the college full time, helping students with issues like housing, child care, transportation, and mental health. Long now does social work for Prairie State Legal Services, a firm that's helping people who are facing eviction. Long says she believes her time as an employee at Heartland gives her a unique perspective as a board member. She says she considers herself a voice for the faculty and staff who work at Heartland. The college has nearly 700 full and part-time employees and instructors.
I was kind of thinking about just how some of our voices, the staff people that I worked with, didn't feel like they were always heard by upper leadership. And I think that's across the board for most organizations.
Long says she wants to see better pay for Heartland staff, and she'd like to see part-time and temporary positions that involve direct service to students be made permanent. Long says Heartland staff has done more community outreach, such as parades and neighborhood block parties, and that's helped the college increase its minority student population to 30%. She wants to see the college do more of that to attract students in underserved areas.
I would say I'm really passionate about accessibility for education and for students like myself, being a first-generation student. I know how important it is to have those opportunities and resources available to you.
Mary Campbell says a key form of community outreach for Heartland has been taking some of its job training to the Western Avenue Community Center in West Bloomington.
Just like ISU, even Heartland is a scary place for people who maybe aren't familiar with the school system, had a difficult time when they were in school. And so if you take the program out to them, and they get comfortable with it, then you take them onto campus as a tour. You bring people from campus out to them.
Dave Selzer says he appreciates the creative thinking behind dual credit courses that Heartland students can take while still in high school. He says the job training also makes the college a good community partner because it's helping to fill manufacturing jobs locally that are in high demand.
When I was on the county board, we made promises to Rivian, to Brandt, to other businesses about our workforce, and Heartland's a key part of us having workers for those businesses that we attract to our community.
Selzer says Heartland's continuing education courses are also a hidden gem. Selzer says more robust marketing would hopefully bring in more students and keep the tax rate as low as possible.
People's burden at all levels of taxation is just getting a little out of control. And I just mean that from sales tax to property tax. It's not a partisan feeling. It's just one that we need to make sure to show people's return on what they're giving us.
Selzer says one way the college can keep the costs down is through scholarships. He's helped raise money for student scholarships in the past. Heartland has maintained a level property tax rate for years. The college recently approved an $8 per credit hour tuition increase. Mary Campbell says the college remains on good financial footing, and she credits the college's foundation and its grant writers for securing money for student scholarships. Heartland has about $21 million in reserves, according to staff. That's enough to cover about 7 months of expenses. The Heartland Board in 2020 set a new policy for how much the college should keep in reserves. That $21 million is almost as high as its reserves can go in comparison to the overall budget. Cecilia Long says the college's savings helped it weather the COVID pandemic without layoffs, but she says she doesn't want that piggy bank to get too big if workers could be paid more.
So I think that's going to be an ongoing conversation. I don't think that our savings should ever come at the cost of providing adequate pay for our employees.
For now, Long says the college has found the right balance. I'm Eric Stock.